Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Neeson. Welcome to another show. Thank you for listening to me today. I know you have many options, and I'm glad you decided to tune in. We're here at 11:30 a.m. every Saturday, which is the Sabbath. And you could just tune in here on this radio station or wherever you're hearing us throughout the internet. And there are also reruns on the website of this radio station and the internet as well, where you could listen to us. Well, it's so great to be able to come to you today and just have the blessing to have the breath of life, to be able to speak you the wisdom of our wonderful Creator. And the foundation of all scripture is found in the name of our ministry, Torah Life Ministries. It is the Torah. The Torah is the first five books of the Bible. And somebody had emailed me this week and said, why do you focus so much on the Torah? Well, that's asking, like, why do you focus so much on the word of our Creator or the instructions and guidelines of our Creator? And I think that answer speaks for itself, is because they are the instructions of our Creator, how we should live. You know, in the Bible, when it says, His word is a light for our path. It's a dark place out there, and we need a light, and we're supposed to be a light. And if the word's a light, well, we want the shiniest light in the store. We want to get the brightest light, and that would be His guidelines and instructions, which teach us how we should go and how we should walk, and even how we should think, that our will would become His will, and just we could put, you know, our desires aside to try to seek His desires. It's my prayer we do that, but the problem today is, and the reason why I have a passion to teach, is because so many people out there, and I'm really speaking about many Christians that are going to churches, are being deceived by people that are being deceived. See, many people are reading the Bible, and they're not reading it in the right context, and they've been doing that for a long time. And they're just following the ways of man and not following the ways of the Word, of the Bible, which comes from the ways of our Creator. And it says it was going to happen in the Scriptures like this. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So, you know, and you think, well, our Creator knows our heart. Well, that's not necessarily a good thing, because the heart of man is evil. But our heart can change and our heart can turn. But we can be strayed away and led away by deception. And that's what's happening today. So many people today out there would say, you know, you're a legalist because you desire to follow the words of your Creator. Well, just think about that for a second. And some people say, well, you can't measure up to that. Only Yeshua, our Messiah, the one you call Jesus, was perfect. Well, is that not a reason for me to try to do my best? See, you know, we don't use His death, the death of our Messiah, as an excuse to live in sin. Or at least we shouldn't, but that's what many people end up doing without even realizing it. We should use it, you know, and be thankful that He gave us His guidelines and instructions and told us the way we should go and how we should live and what we should be doing. And that's, you know, it's understandable because many people want to follow Him. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, if you love me, you will keep my commands. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean if you're not keeping His commands, you don't love Him. But if you're deceived, there's still going to be consequences. James 4:17 says, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. Well, what if somebody doesn't know good? Are there still consequences for them sinning? Well, what is sin according to the Bible? Well, 1 John 3:4 says sin is transgression of the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. No, folks, the Torah is not a Jewish thing. It's the beginning of the Bible, Bereshit, Genesis, the foundation. If you walk into a movie theater and you're late, you got held up and you're late, and you walk into the middle of the movie theater, of course, you're really not going to understand what's going on. You might eventually catch on to some of it, but you're never really going to truly understand what's going on until you see the beginning of that movie. And what we have a tendency to do is to look at the person next to us and say, hey, what's going on? What I miss? And that person is going to tell us what they think is going on. But what if that person came in late and didn't see the beginning either and you did not know that? Well, that's what's happening today. A lot of people are not reading the beginning of their Bibles. They're not reading the beginning of the word of our wonderful Creator. And they don't know what's going on. And then they're relying on somebody else who hasn't read it. Because if people read it, the deception wouldn't be able to happen so easily of what's happening. So the heart of man is evil, but we have an opportunity to turn that our heart can turn towards our Creator. And many people that accept Yeshua, the one you call Jesus as Messiah, many of you think your heart is right with Him. But, you know, it says in the Scriptures, in Proverbs 24:26, and by the way, Proverbs in Hebrew means wisdom. So Proverbs is another word for wisdom. So it says in Proverbs 26, it says, "My son, give me your heart and let your eyes watch my commands." Or it says actually, "Let your eyes watch my ways," which he's talking about his commands. So let's look at that verse. So he says, "My son." So who's he talking to? You know, not necessarily just men, but women as well. Those that come to Yeshua, those that decide to accept him and call themselves his flock. So he says, so we could translate that, say, "My followers, okay, give me your heart." So let's take our evil heart, throw it away, and give it to him, and he can turn it and make it good and cleanse our hearts. But then it doesn't stop there, folks, and that's what so many Christians desire. They say, "Well, I gave my heart to Yeshua. I gave my heart, I accepted Yeshua." But it doesn't stop there. The verse goes on to say, "And let your eyes watch my ways." And we can translate this to, "Let your eyes see my guidelines and instructions." Or let you keep my commandments. That's what it comes down to, folks. We got to keep his guidelines and instructions. Not to be saved. We got the blood of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. And we're saved by that. We're not saved by works. We can't save our way to salvation. No, we're only saved by Yeshua, hallelujah. That's the only way we could be saved. And we're so thankful for that, that we can't do it on our own, that we need him. But we keep the guidelines and instructions not to be saved. We keep the guidelines and instructions because we are saved. See, that's the difference between a legalist and a follower of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. So as his command says, he says, "Give me your heart," and that's what many Christians have done. They gave him their heart. But it goes on, it says, "And let your eyes watch my ways." So how many of your eyes are focused on our Creator's word? How many of your eyes are reading his Torah, his guidelines and instructions on a regular basis? You know, it says a person is known by their fruit. It also says in Proverbs 27:19, as a face reflects the face in the water, so the heart of man reflects a man. So not only does it say, you know, your heart, your actions reveal your heart, or your fruit reveals your heart, but it also says, as a face reflects in the water, the heart reflects on the man, the actions reflect on the man of their heart. So if you're doing things that go against his guidelines and instructions, you're not keeping, you know, watch and your eyes towards his word. Well, even though you gave me a heart, you're not finishing it. You know, it talks about finishing the race, enduring to the end. Well, you're just giving up halfway. Say, "Oh, I gave him my heart." Well, that's not the end. That's just the beginning. Now you got to go and give him your, not just your heart, but your, you know, he doesn't want your sacrifices, but he wants your offerings. He wants you to come to him with joy and obedience. And that's what he wants you to do. That's what it says over and over in the Scriptures. It goes on to say even this one, because prayer is such an important thing and it should be an important part of our lives. Well, Proverbs 28:9 said, "Whoever turns aside his ear from hearing the Torah, even his prayer is an abomination." So now we see the Hebrew connecting with the senses, because that's what it does in Hebrew. You see, the Greek doesn't connect with the senses. The Greek is not the same mindset as the Hebrews had. And we see the senses. "Give me your heart. Let your eyes." So we talk about the heart. We talk about the eyes watching your ways. And then here it comes again. It says, "Whoever turns aside his ear from hearing the Torah, his prayer is an abomination." You see that. So the Hebrew, when we dig deep into it, talks about the senses of the body being connected to the word. That's the whole Eastern culture, Hebraic idea of when the Bible was written, of the way it was meant to be. But the Greek has transformed that into a philosophy and not a feeling. And that's what we got to get back to, the feeling. So whoever turns his ear from hearing the Torah. So he says, "Have your eyes see the Torah," or my instructions, or my ways, And whoever turns aside his ear from hearing my ways or my guidelines and instructions, shutting their ear to them. And that's what many Christians will do. They'll shut their ear to his guidelines and instructions because they're told, well, that's for the Jewish people, or that was nailed to the cross or something like this. Well, no, that's not what the Bible says. He says, whoever turns aside his ear from hearing the Torah, even his prayer is an abomination. Now, later on in the scripture, it says that our Creator hears the prayers of the righteous, but the prayers of the wicked are an abomination, or he detests the prayers of the wicked. Well, here he's saying, whoever turns aside his ear from hearing Torah, even his prayer is an abomination. So even though somebody might have accepted Yeshua as Messiah, the one you call Jesus, if you turn your ear, your prayers are just as abomination as those that haven't accepted him. According to the word, that's what it says. So why is it so important to continue to seek his word and dig deeper and continue to learn and grow in his word? For these very reasons I'm telling you right now. You see, if we think we can be saved and not think there's any other consequences of not following the guidelines and instructions, you're just wrong, because that's not what scripture says. You know, our Creator makes it clear. You know, he loves those that desire to follow him. And those that mess up and sin or transgress along the way, that's what his mercy and his grace is for. But he says it's an abomination. He says, workers of iniquity, I hate those that desire not to follow his ways. Those he came for the first time, but when Yeshua comes back, he's coming back for the righteous, not the unrighteous folks. And if we think that this misguided or misunderstood teaching that, oh, you know, our Creator loves everybody no matter what, then we have no reason to fear him. And I believe that is a big problem in the world today, and this is why people do not desire to follow the words of our Creator. It's because they don't fear the consequences. They don't realize the severity of this. You know, Proverbs 28:14 says, blessed is a man who fears our Creator always. Blessed is a man who fears Yahweh always. Not sometimes, but always. So we need to fear him on a regular basis. That's what we need to do, folks. And how many of you right now that are listening, you know, fear him on a regular basis? You know, well, if you did, you'd be reading his word, every word, not just some of those words. You know, Wisdom 35 calls out and says, every word of our Creator is refined. He is a shield to those who seek refuge in him. Well, if you know the words of a secular song better than you know the words of scripture, if you know the Hollywood actors and actresses in a movie better than you know the actors or at least the people in the Bible, if you know the baseball player stats on the baseball game better than you know the numbers and the lineage and the families and the scriptures, you do not have an issue with lack of knowledge, folks. You have an issue with lack of knowledge of the Torah. You have an issue of the lack of knowledge of our Creator's words. And you have an issue with the lack of passion for our Creator's words. As Hosea 4:6 says, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, we have worldly knowledge. That's not what they're talking about. In Hebrew, it says, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge of the guidelines and instructions that I've given them. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge of the Torah. But it goes on to say, you know, if you reject or if you turn away from that, not only will you suffer, your children will suffer. So if you're not going to do this for yourself, folks, at least do it for your children and your children's children and your children's children. You see, we're even moving closer towards our Creator's ways, or we're moving farther away. And we got to get right and move closer. That should be our goal each day. How can I move closer? What can I do to get closer to his word? And I'll tell you, we have to, you know, pray that we stop the deception, be stopped. You know, I was just at a dark, dark, dark Halloween festival a couple of days ago, preaching, singing the great song of Yeshua's salvation, hallelujah. Getting the word out, as it says in 1 Chronicles 16:23, sing to Yahweh all the earth, proclaim the news from day to day of his salvation, Yeshua. Hallelujah. And that means praise Yahweh. You know, when I looked at all these dark people there, and dark, I mean, they're stuck in darkness. And all I got back in return was many of them saying that they know the Bible and they are actually believers. Well, I have to disagree. If they knew the Bible, I can't see how anyone would be there. And they're certainly not believers. They weren't there to represent Yeshua. I mean, I was there preaching the word. I didn't see them there preaching the word. You know, it says in Proverbs 1:33, he who listens to me shall live securely, and he shall be at ease from the fear of evil. That's the problem. Today, man fears man, and they fear evil more than they fear a wonderful creator. And if we fear him and follow his words and his ways, we don't have to worry about the ways of man. We got to get right with his word. And then we could understand what Yeshua died for, why he would get beaten for us. When I'm out there, I say, do you know somebody who would die for you? You know, and we have Yeshua who died for us, hallelujah. But what did he die for? Why did he die? You know, why? So we would turn, we would repent and turn our evil ways and our evil desires so we get right with his word. So that's what we got to do. We got to desire to seek his word. And I come to you this morning or this afternoon, whenever you're hearing this, and I say, seek his word more. Go out and find a fellowship that's studying the Hebraic roots of our wonderful creator and Yeshua, our Messiah. You know, don't take it for granted that this one church you're going to or this one pastor you listen to has all the answers. Because when you bring up to him, hey, pastor, how come we're not following all the commandments? And then he says, well, we don't have to follow all of them. Well, right there, the word doesn't say that. It says, don't add or take away, but keep my commandments. You know, and then he says, that's legalism. He said, well, how could it be legalism if we put our faith and trust in Yeshua, the one who died for us, not in our works? That's not legalism. And we want to keep it. How come? And then some of them say, well, we only have to keep 10 of them. Well, and then says, well, we only have to keep 2 of them. No, it doesn't say that in the Bible. And it doesn't say it was done away with either. You know, just the fourth command is a great example. It's spoken about more than any other instruction or command of our Creator that's given anyone. So why don't people keep the Sabbath? Now, some Christians will say, well, I keep the Sabbath on Sunday. Well, first of all, Sabbath means Saturday, and it's from Friday night to Saturday night. But even if those that say they do keep it on Sunday, all that means to them is they go to church on Sunday. But that's not keeping a Sabbath. Sabbath isn't about going to church, folks. It's a lot more. It's a day that our Creator gave us to be set apart from the other days, to rest, you know, from our hardships and our toils on a daily basis, to get that rest, and also to come to him and praise him on that day. Hallelujah. You know, we got to think about these things and understand when we say even these words, hallelujah. So we're saying, praise Yahweh, our wonderful creator. But who do we surround ourselves with on a regular basis really has a lot to say what we believe and what we desire and what we do. Psalms 1 says, blessed is the man who has not walked in the counsel of the wicked, and he has not stood in the way of the sinners. He has not sat in the seat of scorners. But his delight, in verse 2, but his delight is only in the Torah of Yahweh, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. He meditates in his Torah day and night. You know, so, you know, there's so much, you know, New Age stuff, talk about meditating. Well, there's a great word way to use it. Meditate on his guidelines and instructions day and night so we can get right with his word and understand what his word is saying. And we should desire to do them. Desire to do his word always. If we wanted to hear our prayers and our prayers not to go up to him in abomination. He will strengthen those that have the desires to seek him. His scriptures even say, I love those who love me. If you love him, you will not ignore his word. You'd come to him, not just at certain times, but every time. It says, every day keep my word. It says, those that seek me early shall find me. And people today aren't even seeking him at all. They have no problem watching a baseball game or a parade for hours. But they don't have time to pray to our Creator. You know, it says in Psalm 33:8, let all the earth fear God. our wonderful Creator. Let all those living in the world stand in awe of Him. Hallelujah. So, folks, I wanted to just come here today and let you know that I have a ministry, Torah Life Ministries, where we have videos and interviews and testimonials on there. We also have a street ministry. We go out and we evangelize. We try to get that in there as much as possible. And I go to different cities all across the country. And I am here in West Palm Beach, South Florida, and I try to get out every Thursday night to street evangelize or if there's a special event. If anyone listening has a congregation assembly or just a home group and you'd like me to come talk to them, you know, I'd love to share this information with them about the passion for the Hebraic roots of our wonderful Messiah. And I do travel as well, and I will be traveling. Next week I'm going to be, the 13th, 14th, and 13th and 14th, I'll be in the Virginia area. I'll be speaking up there. All that information on my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you could also contact me there. My phone number is on the website, but if those of you that are driving hearing this or just hearing this somewhere else, you can contact me anytime at 561-283-1707. And here I am. I think about it. I'm on this. You might hear this on the internet, but I'm often on a Christian radio station, and I'm surrounded by so many other people that call themselves believers, but they're not following the words of our Creator and not following His ways. You know, and many of them have not read the scriptures, but even those that are, it's been twisted up. You know, when we were out there on Halloween the other night, somebody was dressed as a piece of bacon. And I said, "That's unclean. Repent." And they said, "Oh, that's only unclean for the Jewish people." Where does it say that in the Bible? Only the Jewish people. You know, and some people say, "Well, it doesn't matter. Everything's clean." There's nowhere in the Bible that say everything's clean. Oh, yeah, they added it. If you look in parentheses, it'll say, "Oh, you know, in all food, you know, it's not what comes into the body, what comes out of the heart, and all foods were declared clean." No, they weren't. That's in parentheses. That's man adding that. All foods were not declared clean. So, you know, and then when people say things like, "Well, Peter, you know, he was told to eat unclean food," that verse had nothing to do with food. That was about the Jewish people and the non-Jewish people being able to eat together. You know, and people need to realize this. So when somebody says something like that, I understand they don't know their scriptures and they're not studying and to learn their scriptures. You know, but then I know some people that know the scriptures really well, but they've been reading it so long from the Western viewpoint. From the Greek mindset and not from the mindset, the Hebraic mindset. And when you start to read this from the Hebraic mindset, you start to get the feeling of the word, not just the philosophy of the word. When you start getting that, your heart becomes into it. So when we hear something like, "Yeshua died for us," we don't just walk away and say, "Oh great, He died for us." No, Yeshua died for us. That's an action verb. That's something He did for us that we didn't even deserve. He died so we could have life, a second chance. See, folks, we were on death row, and we didn't deserve what He did for us and what He does for us. You know, so we have to be thankful for that gift, and in that gift, you know, we have to show Him our thanks by going out there and being the man He desires us to be. And His guidelines and instructions give us those ways, the ways we should act, the ways we should carry ourselves, and to not go against it and be just like the world. We're to be set apart. That means set apart from the world. That means different than the average person. Peculiar. Something has to be different about us so much where people are going to notice it. You know, everyone that knows me, they consider me, "Oh, there goes that crazy Bible guy," or something like that. Because I am crazy for my Creator. Because that's what people do when they're in love. They're crazy, and it says love is blind. So I'm crazy for Him. I'm in love with Him and His ways. And to love what He loves and detest what He detests. That's the heart we need. So we need to put our heart more back into this. And we need to connect more with the scriptures if we want to get right with the word. If you're in South Florida, we have a local home fellowship that meets at 3 p.m. every Sabbath, every Saturday. But, you know, all over there's fellowships out there. There's assemblies and there's even churches. If you can't find one near you, you can find one on the internet. That what they're doing is Friday nights we have a big show on the internet where we're just digging deeper and we're talking about the things that are important according to our Creator, that we'd get right with it and we turn towards His ways. You know, we get right with His word, and we see it says there's a way before each person that seems right and ends in death. Well, let's stop seeking our ways, folks. Let's start seeking His ways so we can be blessed. And if we do that, the scriptures promise us, if you want all to be well with you. Now, when it says all to be well with you, it's not talking about according to what we think well means. We're talking about what the Creator says it means, for all to be well with you. And I don't know about you folks, but yes, for me and my house will serve and follow and keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And all will be well with us. And that our desires and will become His will, that if something happens in our life that we don't necessarily agree with or think is a good thing, we're going to put it down and thank Yahweh, our wonderful Creator, and learn to praise Him in all things. That's a big problem. That's a lot of things people don't do these days. You know, is praise our Creator in all things. You guys, if you haven't read it, it's a great classic book, and I recommend people get it. It's called From Prison to Praise. So get that book and check that out, everybody. It's really great. And everybody, so we're out here just spreading the word, the true word, digging deep into the words of our Creator, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. And you can go on my website and see exactly why I say that. But we proclaim Yeshua as Messiah. Yeshua is Yahweh. Hallelujah. And we thank you for listening to us today. And I say we because there's many people out there that are in teaming up with me to go out there and get the word out or helping me with this. It's not a one-man show. Yahweh said, you know, here's my guidelines and instructions, and those that follow it, like Yeshua said, who is my brother? Those that follow him or those that deny him? You know, so who is my brothers and sisters out there? Those that reject or those that are going to listen to the word? And come to us in your struggles and talk to us. You know, iron sharpens iron. Contact me through my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or call me, 561-283-1707. It's time, folks, because time is running out, and I'm not going to say I know when the end time is upon us, but I know the end times are closer each day, and we get closer to something. And I praise you, and I thank you for taking the time to hear this message today. You can go on the internet, on the station of wherever you're hearing this, and you can listen to my previous messages. I post new messages and videos up all the time on my website if you want to get up there and just learn that. And just remember, folks, that there's many different ways we could choose to turn. But to turn means to repent. And we need to turn towards the guidelines and instructions of our wonderful Creator if we want to be right with His Word today and always. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Have a blessed day, everybody. And may our Creator just turn your heart or open your eyes so you could see His Torah. And He will show you marvelous things. Hallelujah. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. Tells me of a Savior's love who died and saved.